So, Norman, a few months ago, I did a story on ACL injuries in female athletes because they're really overrepresented when it comes to this specific type of knee injuries and the kinds of things that could be driving it. And I think
we should just explain the ACL is the anterior cruciate ligament, which potentially holds your knee together.
Holds your knees together. It's an important thing, especially if you want to like run and jump or continue to walk around if you've injured it. And a lot of the things that I think you maybe wonder whether it could be with women is, oh, their pelvis is wider or maybe their ligaments aren't as strong. And the researchers that I spoke to for that story said, no, there's so many different factors at play. A lot of them are about the facilities that they train on, the way that they train, the body movement patterns that they use.
And stupid rules in netball.
Well, that too. Well, I've got another one for you today based on new research, the type of sports bra you're wearing.
Yeah, this is doing my head in. I can't wait to hear the story.
Yeah, it's an interesting one that our ABC Science colleague Paige Coburn has been looking into. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
So bras and knees.
Yeah, not things that you would really put together, but researchers in the US wanted to look at how women's knees moved when they were wearing either no bra, a really low support bra, or a high support bra. And to do this, they put markers all over their bodies and set up high-tech motion capture cameras. And they found that when you were wearing a really high supportive bra, you were less likely to injure your ACL. And a lot of it comes down to when you're jumping and you're landing, your knee flexion angle, which is basically how far your knee bends when you land, that was reduced in a good bra. And also the dynamic knee valgus, which is when your knee moves inwards from your foot, kind of like a knocked knee, that was also reduced. So those things are important because they're big risk factors for an ACL injury.
That's crazy. When you explain it, it kind of makes sense, but it's not something I put together instantly.
No, that's exactly how I felt about it. And when it's explained, you go, oh, yeah. So even the lead researcher, who's an expert in biomechanics, Douglas Powell, was surprised.
I don't think that we were expecting quite the response that we observed. We kind of went into this thinking that there would be no differences. And we found that there were differences, which shocked us a little bit, but ultimately it comes down to controlling the trunk, which influences the pelvis, and the pelvis influences what the thighs can do or the femurs can do.
So that is super interesting, and I'm curious to sort of know more about the variables because different people's bodies are so different.
Absolutely. And they looked at women with different cup sizes. So often these studies are looking at women with really high cup sizes, but this one wanted to include people from cup size B to D. And they found that the larger your cup size, the more risk was involved when you were landing. You were putting your knees in more dangerous positions. But Dr. Powell said that that's not the only thing that we need to consider because we all move so differently.
Right. There's more to the body than just the breasts and the knees.
That's it.
The thing about sports bras and performance is that most of the messages you get about sports bras are from companies that sell them. And it's just really interesting to see that looking at this, there is quite firm evidence that the link between breast movement and sports performance is relevant, not just when it comes to ACL injuries.
Oh, that's right. It's pretty much a whole body ordeal. So when you're running, your breasts are moving in a figure eight pattern. They're bouncing around 10,000 times in a 1 hour run. That's a lot. And if you're wearing a bra that's not properly supporting your breasts, the collagen fibers are stretching. And researchers think that that's what can be the cause of exercise-induced breast pain. But let's talk about when you're wearing the right bra and the benefits, because they're pretty wide-ranging. So if you're wearing the right bra, you'll be reducing your oxygen consumption, which in turn improves your running economy. You're also going to be decreasing your ground reaction force, which is basically how hard your limbs are hitting the ground when you're doing things like running or jumping. You're going to be counteracting any poor posture. Your trunk is going to be less tense. You'll be taking longer strides when you're running. And this was an important one to me. You're basically just going to be less distracted when you're exercising and you're going to be more motivated to do it in the first place.
Right. So for someone who's just like a park run friend or they're playing netball or whatever, what do they take away from studies like this?
So it's worth spending the time finding the right one, but that doesn't necessarily mean spending a bucket load of money. So the researchers I spoke to said you can find good bras at basically, you know, your discount department stores. I asked them about the common mistakes they see. They often see women that are wearing sports bras that don't compress the breasts enough, not having a firm enough band. That can be bad because basically it means the straps on the bra are going to have to carry much more weight. And another big one is if you're wearing a bra that's too low cut, basically you want your sports bra to be covering your whole breast. One of the world authorities on sports bras, and yes, there are many, is Nicola Renwick. She's at the University of Portsmouth. And she says, don't assume you'll wear the same size bra for your entire life.
We always say, you know, shopping for a bra is like shopping for a pair of jeans. In a different style, in a different store, you're going to be a different size. You need to make sure that it's fitting you. Like, don't just go for your size. And I think with bras, I think people are still kind of stuck on that. I am that measurement. And so that's the size that I am. Whereas it might not be the case.
That's good advice for the average punter. I'm curious, though, when we're trying to be competitive in a global stage in an athletic performance point of view, like, is just sort of going to your local discount department store and finding something that fits nicely enough?
Yes. Yeah, so basically, if we're looking at that elite level, there's a whole lot more education that needs to be done. Spoke to some researchers who work closely with really high-ranking tennis players, for example, and often they're wearing no bra. So there's basically a bit of an information gap, and there's also an underreporting in the elite sports world of breast pain or breast injuries. So it's about changing the culture. We need to be speaking up, basically. So a lot of experts are now encouraging physios that treat elite athletes to bring breast support into their treatment because they're seeing these athletes for almost every other part of their body. And we basically also need more research done, obviously. We need to look at how breast support differs between different activities. So right now the University of Portsmouth are looking at female golfers, and they're also looking at sports bras for the future. So what, you know, 20 years from now, we can incorporate a lot of this research and evidence and have awesome sports bras, hopefully, that will be activity specific. But at the end of the day, Dr. Powell says we've just got to take this more seriously.
We're trying to shift the mentality towards sports bras from apparel to sporting equipment. What we'd like to suggest is that you wouldn't send your quarterback onto the football field with, you know, a subpar helmet. That's safety equipment. For women, this is safety equipment.
Paige, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, things I picked up here, first of all, firm support. The larger your cup, the more risk you've got, which makes sense. But horizontal support being more important than straps. I would suspect that a lot of women think the straps and how much tension you've got on the shoulders is important, but making sure the horizontal support is tight. I mean, really interesting. And firmness, I mean, that's really useful. And it just shows you, Tegan, how important the whole body is. You just don't focus on the bit of your body that might be injured. It's your whole body that's having an effect.
Yeah, definitely. There was actually another study that we didn't mention in the chat just now, but female army recruits were telling that researchers that their job performance was affected by breast pain when they were trying to do their jobs as army recruits. And when they were provided with a professional bra fitting, 80% were different to the size that they thought that they were wearing. So there's still a lot of women who kind of really are depending on their bodies for their work, not actually having the support that they need.
A really good piece by Paige, and you can find out more on ABC Online.
Yes, we'll have a link to that story on our website.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.